Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We've got a game at hand here at Marvel Stadium. We're lucky enough to be joined by a man who's going to give us a bit of an insight into the Blues as they return from lockdown. Their midfield coach, Brent Stanton. Brent, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Mick Barlow and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. We asked Justin Platt the same question to lead off. How excited are the playing group? And I suppose, how do you temper that excitement that the players don't get too caught up in being too manic when things get underway?
Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all. The players are pretty excited to be back out there doing what they've missed for almost 10 weeks now, but I think they've been able to temper that expectation with just being able to get back into training element, and we've sort of put them under the hammer a little bit at the training so that they're prepared for this game.
Talk to us about selection. You obviously made some changes, all forced upon you in the end, but the one that you get to bring in is Eddie Betts, and he would have loved to have had this opportunity back in March. He didn't get it, and he's had to wait a little bit longer to be a Navy Blue again. What's it been like for him since he found out he would play this weekend?
Yeah, he's a prominent figure in our football club, and what he done for the football club in his first 8 or 9 years here was tremendous, and then his career has just blossomed since then. But we're just really excited that he's going to come in and play his role for the team. Yes, we'll see hopefully some special highlights from him as we've seen for the last 13 years, but his main focus is helping his teammates become better players, and we've seen that with his leadership at training, and I'm 100% positive that he's going to bring that today.
Another player that's obviously had some gaps between games is Sam Dockett. He had to wait so long to make his comeback and then has had to wait another 12 or 13 weeks. Has it been good for him, the break, to be able to, I suppose, put some more Ks into the body and condition the body over the last 3 weeks to be ready to go and have an impact?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's been a good thing for him to have a break. Obviously, it's good for everyone to have that extended break. But he was almost ready to go last year for the last couple of rounds, and we held him over, so We wanted to start getting some continuity in his game. He hasn't played for nearly 2 years, and now he's played one game. But I think it's really important going forward now that Sam gets that continuity in his playing, and he gets to understand his teammates, who he probably hasn't played too much footy with over recent times.
Brent, it's Heath Buck here. Good luck this afternoon. Perceptions are quite dangerous, but there was a perception when the Blues picked up Jack Martin that he may have, I suppose, taking his mind off football last year, and people were questioning his commitment to the game. But I noticed yesterday in the press conference that David Teague, that he was just of such high regard for the way he lifted the standard of training when he first arrived at Carlton, so much so that others have now followed him. That's huge raps.
Absolutely. Jack's been tremendous. And in the last 2 years, we've been very fortunate of bringing players into our football club that have brought the standard of not only our training, but also off the field. Jack's attack on the ball at training, I don't think half of our players had seen that before in a training session. And as we're hoping to see that translates into a game today. And Jack's been a tremendous leader. And even though he might be very quietly spoken, he speaks very loudly with his actions.
Just tell us about the midfield battle, mate, because they look particularly strong in there. And obviously, you know, you've got Cripper in there and Murph and Ed Curno, but you really need some class in there. Will Jack Martin spend a fair bit of time running through there? Because what we did see in round one, that his ball use forward of centre is just elite.
Yeah, it's going to be a great battle of the midfield today. As you said, both midfielders stocked up with very good talent, and now even Melbourne have got their two wingers set at Tomlinson and Langdon, and we're going to have to be able to combat that and then hopefully exploit it in ways that we've gone through this week. But you will see Jack go through the midfield at points, but what we've also forget is he kicked 4 goals in a quarter playing forward in round one, so we're pretty excited to have him in the forward line as well. It's just how far can we stretch him this early on in the season, only 2 games in, and we'll have to see how we go. But what we've been working towards over the last 3 or 4 years is really having that midfield depth and not relying so heavily on a Cripps and Murphy, who have handled the load for so long. So you'll see the likes of Sam Walsh and Jack Martin and even David Cunningham and these guys go through the midfield today to hopefully keep some speed and intensity around the ball.
KRL Football, we're speaking with Carlton midfield coach Brent Stanton. Here's Michael Barlow.
Stan, it's nice to chat to you, mate. Want to talk a little bit about Mark Pitnett. I hope I've pronounced that right. It's either Pitnett or Pitney, but we'll go with Pitnett. Comes in, obviously, for Matt Cruiser. Big task against Max Gawn on the opposite side of the ledger today. What's the messaging for him? Be physical against Max, because Pitney probably has a few kilos on him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's revved up for this game, his first game for the football club, and really excited to get his opportunity in unfortunate circumstances with Cruz going down in round one. But he's another guy that we brought in this football club, and his leadership and his ability to be able to whack bodies and create those havoc situations around stoppages. And what you'll see from him is a complete effort and amazing follow-up around the ball. So we're hoping that he can not only nullify Gawn, who's a spectacular ruckman, tap ruckman, but he also gets around the ground. So that's certainly been a focus of ours going into this game, that Mark's done a lot of work with all of our coaches, and see how we can go from there.
Having played against him last in the VFL, I think the effects, Mike, around the ground, we'll be able to hear him grunting. He's a real grunter and a competitor, is Mark Pitney. But another element of your team, Brent, is your forward line. So Casbolt, McGovern and Mackay, you know, three talls. How much do you, you know, consider that? Is it the right balance with three talls compared to potentially the two? And I suppose Harry Mackay is the one there that we're still waiting for him to really come of age at the AFL level.
Yeah, and one that's really benefited from that extended break is Harry Mackay. He's been able to get his body right and train really hard over that period. And he's been training with a great intensity and purpose over this last month. And I think what we've been blessed with those tall guys is they're all very agile. So they're not your traditional centre-half forward and full forward types that sort of stay in your forward 50. They're able to get up the ground and take contested marks, and then also the speed on all of them, the ability to get back to goal and hopefully impact there, is a massive benefit for us. So we yes, they're three big tall players in terms of height, but I think we're agile enough that we can be able to keep pressure on in our forward half as well.
Brent, I'm sure this stat hasn't gone unnoticed amongst you guys with your starts. Since David Teague's taken over, the 12 games that he's coached, I think you've won first quarters only twice in that time. And a couple of them have been significantly behind at quarter time and half time. What have you addressed with the playing group in that regards? What have you changed up? Because it's only back in round one that Richmond got off to the flyer, seven goals in that first quarter. And really, it's so difficult to be sort of chasing tail. And sometimes when you do catch up, you're out of steam and just sort of fall short. So what is going on in that regards?
Yeah, we've addressed it lightly with the players. It comes down to how the players want to prepare. Maybe what they're doing at the moment hasn't been working for them. As you say, we've only won two first quarters in our last 12, but we certainly have focused on it, and we've put a few things into place in our training and the way we go about it, and being able to be on from the first drill or warm-up, whatever you want to call it, at training. So hopefully we see some of that transformation into the game tonight and going forward. But definitely the players are aware of it. We don't want to stress it too much, because we certainly like coming from behind and hopefully running over teams, but we got to be able to work out a way that we can compete in the contest early, and hopefully you'll see that today.
Brent, before we let you go, just some injury updates. Zach Fisher must have been close with that ankle.
Yeah, he was very close, so he's probably still another week away. It's been unfortunate that he wasn't able to get enough work in over that break. He was sort of in a boot and in crutches for a fair amount of that extended period. And so he's just missed the line, but hopefully in a couple of weeks we see him back.
Yeah. Matt Cruiser, the timeline says 5 to 6 weeks. Sometimes we take that with a grain of salt. Is that around on the mark?
Yeah, Cruz is probably a little bit of suck it and see, I suppose. With feet injury, you can sort of get to a certain point and it feels good, but as soon as you're really out there loading it, that's when you'll know when or how far away they are. So he's not at that point yet, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks he's back running at some stage.
Well, Brent, we really appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck this afternoon, and really appreciate you joining us on KROQ Footy.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.